It's the 9th of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The proposal to build a theme park in Bedford Borough has moved one step closer as the government has taken interest in the project. Universal Destinations and Experiences are currently running early feasibility studies for a potential theme park and resort on the former Stewartby Brickworks site. Several upgrades to the surrounding road infrastructure would be required, which could be paid for through funding from the government. Both Transport Secretary Mark Harper and the Chancellor Jeremy Hunt are currently in talks to support the scheme. Bedford and Kempston MP Mohamed Yazin, who discussed the issue in the Commons, said his constituency and surrounding areas would benefit through enormous prosperity and jobs. The use of gas to heat homes fell by almost 11% across Bedford in 2022, based on data provided by the Department for Energy Security and Net Zero. The falling consumption of gas is attributed to the rise in energy prices as well as other cost of living pressures. Christopher Ando Wilson will receive 20 months in prison for cheating North Hertfordshire Council out of more than £60,000 in fraudulent COVID grants. The 32-year-old Luton resident served as the Letchworth Garden City Town Centre manager during lockdown. He used business details available through his position to apply for the funds, which were placed into bank accounts linked to him. His original suspended sentence was thrown out due to the discovery of deceptive, overly positive character statements made on his behalf. Two shows currently being produced at the Wellbeing Media Studio, which opened last November in Bedford, are being broadcast worldwide by the E360 TV streaming platform. The self-explanatory Mental Health Matters and Skits and Quibbles, a programme that showcases new talent, have both gone global. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.